It's an 8 on the WOKV weather meter. From the Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Garrett Biedenball, tracking a few mid-morning and early afternoon showers and thunderstorms advancing inland with time. A few showers closer to the coast this morning, moving inland through mid-morning and late morning, and by lunchtime or so, translating more inland with time. We'll see highs in the upper 80s to near 90 inland, mid-80s closer to the coast. We'll have that onshore breeze still, but a few spotty showers or rumbles of thunder advancing to the west through the day today. A lot of spots still stay dry, especially closer to the coast, but partly cloudy skies this evening will drop into the 70s after the 80s, then overnight down into the upper 60s inland, lower to mid-70s closer to the coast. Mostly sunny, mainly dry Wednesday in the morning, a spotty inland afternoon thunderstorm advancing to the west. Highs will be in the upper 80s to near 90. Then Thursday, partly sunny, an isolated afternoon thunderstorm with temperatures reaching about 90. Then Friday, partly sunny, a few showers, possibly a thunderstorm isolated in nature, but a lot of the daytime dry. It'll be hot, reaching the low 90s. Saturday, here comes your weekend. Partly sunny, a few afternoon thunderstorms and highs about 90 degrees. We will be tracking for you, though, the potential for some tropical moisture coming up out of the Gulf of Mexico or Caribbean. That all has to do with the remnants of what is and was Agatha coming in out of the Pacific. That was a hurricane made landfall yesterday in Mexico as a Category 2 hurricane with winds of 105 miles per hour. Now, as we go through the next several days, some of that energy and thunderstorm activity will try to move off or either side of the Yucatan Peninsula and may have the opportunity to try to develop mid to late week before moving off to the east and northeast. Obviously, way early in the game, the potential for that moisture spreading across the Florida Peninsula will be through the weekend. But something we'll have to keep you up to date with to see if we do have the potential for maybe a tropical depression or a tropical storm. It would get a new name, by the way, as it moves into a different basin from the National Hurricane Center. So the first name is Alex on our 2022 Atlantic hurricane season list. Something we'll be tracking for you. Of course, Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish keep you up to date here on the radio over the next several days. He's back on TV this afternoon, starting at 4 and 5 on Fox 30 and CBS 47 Action News Jax. But something we'll keep you up to date with, of course, here in the Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center. Also tonight on TV, our Action News Jax First Alert Hurricane Special, preparing for the storm, 7 o'clock on Fox 30 and CBS 47. A lot of great information, pretty timely, too, as we begin the hurricane season tomorrow on June 1st. Hope you have a great rest of your day. I'm First Alert meteorologist Garrett Biedenball. I'll see you on TV at noon on CBS 47.